You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, when digital marketing was first being shaped, many overlooked its importance and continued their traditional marketing strategies. But soon, everyone realized that online presence and reputation are indispensable. Today's conversation is about how technology has revolutionized the marketing industry, and our guest is not a stranger to this subject, nor is he a stranger to this show, Mr. Khumalo, the marketing specialist and owner of Leeds Tech Company. He's joining us on the line. Good evening, Mhlekazi.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How's your day?
It's been okay, just this heat.
Yeah, it's very hot, eh?
Yeah, very, very hot.
Yeah, I came into studio feeling like, yo, I'm sweating and, you know, aircon is on, but you can already feel that it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter every single day. But hey, we are here, we make it, and that's all that we can do. But we can try. That's all that we can do, because, yeah, it's certainly hot. Thank you so much, Mhlekazi, for joining us once again. We really, really appreciate your time, and I still want to say Happy New Year. Yeah, if we have it, or we are repeating it, Happy New Year. We're still within February. My producer was saying Tuesday is the younger brother of Monday, so the week has not started. The week only starts on Wednesday. So we're playing the same thing, that the year hasn't started, because February is the younger brother of January. We are still reeling from January. So the year will only start in March. So Happy New Year to you. So I hope you can still take those Happy New Years.
Yeah, definitely.
Happy New Year to you. We're talking about technology taking over, of course, the marketing industry. For people who may not know, or may not be even quite familiar, it's almost like the world is morphing towards digital marketing. What are we talking about when it comes to digital marketing?
Digital marketing. Oh, yeah, you're very correct when you say the world is moving towards digital marketing. Yeah. Mm. You know, it's basically just marketing in the digital space.
Yeah.
You know? It uses internet and online-based digital technologies for marketing, you know, such as your desktops, your mobile phones, and other digital platforms to promote products.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Desktops, please expound a little bit on that. Are we referring to the hardware?
No, not the hardware. When I just say when I say desktop computers, mobile phones, you know, in terms of, I'm just broke it down, because you know, in digital we have your use of websites, but on your computer everything is loaded on your computer, so you need that physical device in order to.
I get what you mean, right? So it's those mobile phones, desktops, and all those sort of stuff that we normally would use in terms of then marketing ourselves. I suppose this is different from your traditional marketing, and traditional marketing ahead there. You might also want to just help us understand what are we talking about when we're talking about traditional marketing strategies.
You're just talking like olden types of marketing, like maybe print advertising, you know, newspapers, your magazines, physical billboards can also be part of your traditional marketing.
What's wrong with this traditional marketing? For me, it looks like they are still relevant. I mean, you drive on the highway, you still see it. They're like, oh, and then when you see an advert, it almost clicks.
Yeah, that's very true. They're very much, still very much effective.
Mm.
But everybody is on their, is in the, on social media now, you know. I feel like way more effective now in terms compared to digital marketing.
Okay. So,
Digital is we can get like more specific tailored advertisements that are tailored for you. So it's way more effective too.
Okay, I love that tailored advertisement. By the way, before I even continue, I wanted to ask you this question. These tailored marketing things on social media, right? It's almost like they can read our minds at times, because you start seeing a lot of, for example, you think about, say, buying X thing, furniture, for example. All of a sudden, it's all over your timeline. You know, and you're like, oh, so if you get in long, you know, I was just searching for it on a different platform, say Google or whatever the case, but it's almost coming up on my social media timeline as well. That's exactly what this digital marketing is all about.
Yeah, that's very, very correct.
Yeah.
That's very, very. So what, with this, all these algorithms and tools these days, when you search maybe for a specific, your preferences on your browser and your social, you know, they are saved. When you maybe it sees that with all these algorithms, if maybe content you more into cars, then you're more likely to see more cars in your feed, you know. So yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, definitely. You see, the thing about cars is me. you're talking my language, because, hey, my obsession with cars, you know, it's just that I see them everywhere on my timeline, so I know exactly what you're talking. That's why I was referring to my question. Say, I was just thinking about it, and all of a sudden, it's appearing on my timeline. Maybe it's a sign. Yeah, maybe it's a sign that God is saying that Porsche is coming. You know, because I'm seeing it everywhere now on my timeline. So yeah, I believe that God is going to give it to me.
Oh, you definitely get it.
Yeah, look at that. Love that. So but take us back then. How has technology revolutionized marketing? In other words, how has it changed the face of marketing, this thing called technology?
Technology has transformed the way in which businesses connect with their target audiences. You know, I'll give you an example. Yeah. Like I said before, use our traditional marketing methods, which were heavily reliant on print advertising,
yes.
You know, TV, radio advertising. Whereas now with technology, we get, we're using a digital marketing platforms, you know, the use of web, social media, email, and search engines also allow businesses to reach global audiences in real time.
And you said the tools that they're using is your desktop, mobile phones as well. I suppose even social media. Are there any other obvious ones?
When I was saying that, remember I was saying you'll need... I can sort of say a desktop you use as an access device for you to be able to access your site or whatever. You will need some sort of device. Media,
okay, so it's different from tools. They're marketing tools.
Exactly. There's a difference there.
Okay. So I seem to have gotten it a little bit there. So the marketing tools then, I just want to clear it in my mind. What are we referring to then?
Marketing tools, we are talking of maybe your customer relationship management softwares, you know, these tools which are, your CRM, that's what it is. So which are able to manage, analyze these customer interactions, you know. Yeah, then you have your social media manage, your social media management tools, you know, Hootsuite, the buffers. I don't know if you know those softwares, but yeah, those are some of the tools that can be used for marketing.
I love the CRM one. I think the other one is too complicated for me that you just mentioned. But this one of CRM, I suppose I can understand because I've interfaced with it, and even though maybe as a, you know, the user as opposed to the background. But you're saying what you can then do is with it, you can analyze data that comes through for decision making in terms of businesses and the products that they are selling, so we can get to understand what's selling, what's not selling.
Yes, that's very correct, yeah.
And then use that to market out. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense for me. And you just touched on how that has been revolutionized, of course, because then we can connect better with our customers and get to understand them. But what are the trends then from your expert opinion, you know, when it comes to the influence of these marketing tools into the near future that we're looking at? Some people talk about how AI is going to change everything. What trends are you seeing?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, AI is just one of the tools, you know, augmented realities, you know, which offer interactive experiences. You know, you can get to create like virtual try-ons, you know.
Yeah.
You have like a space, maybe you've got an empty space, you can try with augmented reality with the apps, softwares. You can maybe put a couch there and you can see before.
Mm.
You can try what to see, what it will actually look like.
Mm. Mm. Yes. I love that. But wait, just practically speaking, the practicality of these things, do I need to get my goggles in my house for me to see that? Because, I mean, we travel to these shops and all that. And I'm just using that example that you just talked on to latch on the question that I'm trying to bring around the practicality of these things.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of them being used.
Yeah.
I think they're usable. You know, they're a lot of people are using them now.
Mm.
So I think they're very useful.
Mm. And for older people, are they also practical? I meant about dialogue, like, hey, this thing, no, it's not for me.
For augmented reality, I think yes, it can be used. You know, let's just say maybe okay, they might not be able to have it, but in terms of maybe designer, someone else who wants to create something for you, they can come and bring to you and show you how it will look. But for them to actually have the devices, I don't think it's, as you say, practicality. I don't think it's something they can use.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we need to upskill abantabadala so that now they can be able to, you know, be able to use this augmented reality and be comfortable with using augmented reality. So yeah. So you're saying the trends that we're seeing there, it's AI, augmented reality, and all those sort of stuff. What are the downsides then, I suppose, in integrating marketing and technology into one thing? I'm sure there must be something dangerous about this whole thing.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. As you mentioned earlier, you're talking about how you are able to see your, you know, next thing you're searching something on your browser.
Yeah.
And it's now showing
Instagram
feed. It's a privacy concern, you know, because now, yeah, there's a lot of data collection, you know, happening. And you actually wonder, how is my data getting from there to there? It means it's being sold or something, you know, you know, so it's a privacy concern is one of them, you know, and also data security risks, you know. I think it's Experian or Median or whatever.
I don't know.
I think it hacked, you know, and thousands of people's personal data was leaked. So I think that's one of the downsides, you know, privacy concern, data security.
And is there a way for one to protect themselves against such things?
I think maybe because at the rates it's happening now, I think people need to maybe try to use more private browsers. I think that's one of the methods that they can use.
Not sure.
Get data anywhere, not just enter your data into any sites, you know.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, when you are browsing through and you're looking at some of the things that you love, it's almost easy to get carried away, hey? And, you know, share some of your information because you're like, I mean, you know, I'm on my browser. I know Kanti, some people are taking your data and kind of using it for their own things.
That's very true. And it gets sold to other companies. You know?
Yeah. Sure. That's a big one. Traditional marketing, I mean, perhaps age and all those sort of stuff might make us still want to buy a newspaper, still want to buy, you know, a magazine or, you know, billboards. Like I was saying, some of the times I see some of the things on the billboards, and when you see them on TV, you're like, oh, I saw this thing on this particular billboard. But is there room for traditional marketing in this ever digitized world?
Definitely, there's still room for traditional marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people also still have sell agents now going into physical stores and promoting products. That's one of the most effective methods right now on the market. You know, people are selling products. I've seen people are selling like Rama Mama or whatever. They'll have agents, salespeople go into the store, place a board, and actually advertise their brand there, you know, have promotions. So it can definitely work, you know.
Yeah.
Insurance, sometimes there are people in malls, you know, giving out specials or whatever, and people are able to sign up. So I think it's still very effective.
Yeah.
Even with flyers, you know, sometimes you take a flyer, sometimes I get some flyers on my letterbox. You know, and I can just keep the house. You know, maybe someday you need help from that specific service. You can be able to call the person, you know.
That's interesting.
So I think...
Yeah?
I'm still very much effective. Still very, very...
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about just my own experience as you're talking about these marketers that you find in the different shops, you know, that promoting X product or Y product and all those sort of stuff. And sometimes we stop and, you know, look or whatever, especially if they're about food, where they're like, let me give you a taste of this particular product. That those ones we stop for them, eh? Because they're like, hey,
you actually test games. Yeah, so it's still very much effective. You say that you like the perfume and
Definitely. I mean, we stop for those. But I wanted to ask you something. As a person who's in this space and a marketer and all this sort of stuff, when you walk into the mall and you get those people coming to you, what's your normal reaction?
Most of the times I just listen to what they want to say. I just listen because I know they have something. It's usually they have good deals, you know.
Yeah.
There's always some good deal that they have. So I always just listen to them. I always just give an ear, you know.
I see. Do you sometimes have the urge to give them advice and you're like, you know, next time do this, do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, because, you know, you have to be, if you're a salesperson, I believe if you're a salesperson, you need to. To have a certain confidence, you know, be able to approach people and speak. And I would get tempted to maybe say you could have done this.
Yes. That's true. And I'm asking this because I remember with your company, you know, you guarantee people sales, right? Leads, I mean, to be correct. So I'm always thinking, when I thought about our conversation, that I was like, this one, I need this guy. Because we need to guarantee leads and all those sort of stuff and all that. So I'm sure, you know, you've got the edge of any times when you're traveling to say, nah, don't do it like that. Next time, try this. And I think it's a good thing because knowledge sharing is always a good thing. This thing of not wanting to share knowledge is sometimes a very difficult one, eh?
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Yeah. Talking about these platforms, I suppose these digital platforms, how can businesses use them effectively then? You know, I'm thinking, like you said, targeting your audience, you know, maybe trying to build some sort of loyalty around your brand. And maybe you are forced to utilize these digital marketing platforms if you want to stay ahead of the market. Do I need to sit down as a company and have a strategy? Do I need to consult you, you know, to help us with that digital marketing strategy? How can we use these platforms?
We can use these platforms. When we're using them, we can get to use them in a way that we can develop, you know, understand the demographics and the target audience.
Mm.
And maybe creating personalized content which will be more relevant to them.
Mm.
So the ways that we can thing in terms of also we can leverage social media. You know, we can identify which platforms, which our audiences are more active in. So yeah, I think that's also how we can effectively utilize these platforms.
Talking about utilizing them and I suppose integrating them into, you know, how we run our businesses strategically, you've, I'm sure, done marketing campaigns, you've advised on marketing campaigns, and you've developed marketing campaigns as well for businesses and all that. These technologies, you spoke about AI just a few moments ago and this augmented reality and all that. They all look and sound very intimidating, right? And the moment we need to start incorporating these things into how we do things, and I suppose how we engage with our customers, it can be a little bit intimidating. But how do we then use these and incorporate them into what we do every day?
We can use maybe, how do we use them to... We can use maybe a chatbots for customer interaction. You know, we can put these chatbots on our website and social media channels so we can provide instant and personalized customer support. You know, because these chatbots can answer queries, you know, and guide users through processes. So, yeah, chatbots, what else? Automated email campaigns. It's one of the things that
I use. Although a lot of people will be like, hey, these chatbots, you know, they ask you if you're a human being. Zona self, they're not human beings, but they ask me if I'm a human being. You know, these things are really interesting. But what's the risk of companies not, and I suppose as we draw to a close as well, what's the risk of companies not adopting these new technologies to market themselves? What's the risk? Are they going to lose market? Are they going to be behind their competition?
Yes, absolutely. You know, times are changing and companies need to keep up with what people are more into now. So definitely they'll need to, you know, keep up with the marketing strategies, train more people to use all these other advanced marketing strategies, and you know, so they definitely need to. The risk will be like I was saying, maybe voice. There's this voice marketing tools using. So if maybe you can create maybe interactive voice marketing tools for user feedback with clients. It's also one of the effective methods.
Okay. And I hope business people are listening because, again, that's a very important one. Before we draw to a close on this one, your company, can you tell people who are not listening the other time, where can they find you? How can they utilize your services as well?
Oh, yes. Leeds Tech Company. We are online. We're on Instagram. You can find us. We have a website, leedstechcompany.com. Yes, we are a marketing company. We offer digital marketing services. We also digital and traditional marketing services. Yeah, we also offer guaranteed leads on marketing plans. If you're in need of a marketing company, you can come to us. You know.
Okay. Now they can find you on social media as well. Thank you so much, Parker. I really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you so much, Tapela.
Have a great good evening. One. Thank you so much.
Bye. You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.